We are blessed tonight to have the Toccoa Falls College Choir come and praise God in our midst. And I got to meet them just a short time ago and hear them singing. And they are a blessing. And so open your hearts up to God to praise Him as they praise the Lord with all their hearts. They've been traveling around for a good week or more, visiting churches. And we're so blessed to have them with us tonight. So be a blessing to them in terms of hearing the music. Participate in your hearts as they sing, and we know God will bless each one here. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for the gift of song that we learn to sing to you at an early age, and we grow, and soon we're singing your praises in a real together way in choirs and under wonderful direction. And your Holy Spirit grows us in our relationship with you as we do this. And tonight we present this time as an offering to yourself, each heart represented on the platform and each one in the sanctuary. We know, Lord, that in your presence there is joy forevermore. And I pray that we'd be just singing with the choir in our hearts to you, Jesus, because of what you mean to us. Bless them real well, Father, as they sing. Thank you for their leadership. Thank you for this precious night you've given us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Tonight. Fine? Good. It's good to be with you tonight to worship the Lord together. Our next selection is going to be sung in Spanish. The title of this is Esto les digo, which means this I say to you. The entire text of the song is taken from the book of Matthew. And in the latter part of those two verses, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. And so we're just really glad to be with you tonight. But more importantly, we're really glad to be with you in his name this evening. And we know that we are one in Christ. And we have brothers and sisters, not just here, but all around the world because of him. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next selection is the closing movement of a very lengthy work that Mendelssohn wrote back in the 1800s. The name of that oratorio is Elijah. And, of course, that should tell it all right there. You know right where he took all of the text from. But we are preparing that entire work for a performance in April. We didn't feel like bringing that whole thing on tour, and you probably didn't feel like us doing that either. But we are working on that. We'll be performing it with additional singers and orchestra. But we decided to include in the repertoire the closing movement. The title of that is, "And Then Shall Your Light Break Forth." And then later on, the text moves into a text describing the excellence of our Lord God Almighty. Next selection is entitled "Abide with Me," and in each of our programs, I have one of our student conductors to work on their song. And one of those students is Alicia Herr, and she has worked with the choir on this partly last semester and then into this semester to get it ready for tour. So, would you welcome Alicia and also pray for her, because she is being graded for that other course too. So, just offer her. No, she's going to do fine. So, hope you'll continue to worship with us as she leads the choir. Our next selection will really change styles drastically on you. This is a multicultural style piece, and the arrangers sort of combine the American style of singing. A lot of this is in English, but there's an African Swahili flair to this as well. And, you know, do you believe there are people over there that worship God and they're Christians just like we are? They don't worship quite the same way we do, do they? And so this is sort of a combination of the two cultures. And I hope you'll enjoy this. There's the African-type sound in the percussion. Features a soloist. That's Hannah Joy Little. And then there's one phrase, or she's back there somewhere, hiding. There you go. Okay. But there's a phrase in Swahili. Anyone speak Swahili? Okay, no. So I guess I better tell you what the phrase means. The phrase is pronounced Kuimba Mungu, and just means sing praise to God. And that phrase keeps coming. It's interwoven into the music, as it were. So we hope that you'll be blessed as we sing Glory Hallelujah.
Oh,
I don't know about you, but those words bring a lot of comfort to me, just knowing that we are secure in Christ Jesus our Lord. He's always with us. He promised that He would never leave us and He would never forsake us. Are you glad for that tonight? I am too, and I know the choir members would say the same thing. Do you believe then that, let me change gears here just a little bit, but do you believe that God delivered Daniel from the lion's den? Okay, some of you sound really sure. I think you all are. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Did God deliver them from the fiery furnace? What about Jonah from the belly of the great fish? Did God deliver him? Yes. Can He deliver you? What about the whole world? Yes, He can. And so we just hope that you'll be encouraged by the words of this spiritual. Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Give them a short breather. I think they deserve it. What do you think?